From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index gains more than 2% to break past 6,600, reaching another record high. The government begins providing support payments to members of vulnerable groups to reduce the impact of soaring oil prices linked to the Middle East conflict. And North Korea holds an opening ceremony for a memorial honoring North Korean troops killed while fighting alongside Russia in its war against Ukraine. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged past the 6,600 mark for the first time to hit a new high on Monday. The KOSPI closed at 6,615.03, up 139.4 points, or 2.15% from the previous session, amid easing geopolitical risks in the Middle East and growing expectations for strong corporate earnings from major IT firms. The index opened at 6,533.6, up 57.97 points, or 0.9%, extending its gains throughout the session to break above the 6,600 level and climbing to as high as 6,657.22, also marking a new intraday record. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ rose 22.34 points, or 1.86%, to close at 1,226.18. As a result, the total market capitalization of the domestic stock market surpassed the 6 quadrillion won mark for the first time, equivalent to more than 4 trillion U.S. dollars. The government has begun providing support payments of up to 600,000 won to members of vulnerable groups to offset the strain from soaring oil prices linked to the Middle East conflict. The Ministry of the Interior and Safety says that starting Monday, the first round of cash assistance will go to low-income welfare recipients, people living just above the poverty line, and single-parent families. Basic livelihood security recipients will receive 550,000 won per person, while single-parent households and those on the verge of poverty will each get 450,000 won, with an additional 50,000 won provided to those living outside the Seoul metropolitan area or in regions experiencing population decline. Applications will be accepted from 9 a.m. Monday through 6 p.m. Friday next week, both online and offline, and applicants can choose whether to receive the subsidy via credit or debit cards, prepaid cards, or local currency vouchers. To prevent congestion, during the first week, each applicant must apply on an assigned day corresponding to the last digit of their birth year. North Korea held a ceremony to mark the opening of a memorial honoring North Korean troops killed while fighting alongside Russia in its war against Ukraine. The North's state-run Korean Central News Agency reported on Monday that the opening event had taken place the previous day, the anniversary of Russia's declared liberation of the Kursk region. At the event, attended by Russian Defense Minister Andrei Belousov and State Duma Chairman Vyacheslav Volodin, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the two sides should become a sincere, dedicated, and powerful bulwark with unified power. In a letter read by Volodin, Russian President Vladimir Putin expressed confidence that the two sides will continue to strengthen their comprehensive strategic partnership following the signing of a mutual defense treaty in June 2024. The North broke ground on the memorial in Pyongyang's Hwaseong District in October 2025. President Lee Jae-myung has commemorated the 8th anniversary of the adoption of the Panmunjom Declaration with a vow to steadfastly pursue peaceful coexistence on the Korean Peninsula. He made the pledge Monday in a speech that Senior Presidential Secretary for Political Affairs Hong Ik-pyo read on his behalf during an anniversary ceremony at the National Assembly. In the speech, he said he hopes North Korea will respond positively to Seoul's policy of peaceful coexistence. He said there was much hope 8 years ago that a long-awaited era of peace and prosperity would begin after long periods of enmity and conflict, but that this future has yet to arrive and inter-Korean ties have deteriorated to the point of two hostile nations. The president stressed that inter-Korean coexistence and prosperity are the spirit of the Panmunjom Declaration and the future that the two Koreas must pursue.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
People Power Party Representative Choo Kyung-ho is running against Democratic Party's Kim Bu-kyum in the Daegu mayor race that will be held on June 3rd. Choo, a three-term lawmaker who served as former finance minister and party floor leader, was nominated as the main opposition's candidate after defeating Representative Yoo Young-ha in a primary on Sunday. Kim, his competition from the ruling party, is a four-term lawmaker who previously served as prime minister and interior minister for the country. Daegu continues to be regarded as a stronghold for the PPP, despite recent strife over candidate nominations within the conservative bloc. Choo's candidacy means he will have to resign from his National Assembly seat for Daegu's Dalsang County before April 30th, triggering a by-election for the constituency that will be held with the upcoming local elections. President Lee Jae-myung has met with Google DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis to discuss the proper direction for the development of artificial intelligence technology. In granting an audience to Hassabis, who developed Google's AI Go playing computer program AlphaGo, he said South Korea is very interested in AI and is making related investments on a state level. He said it is uncertain whether AI will be of assistance in improving the welfare of humankind or play a negative role and undermine peace. Hassabis replied by acknowledging that he raised an important topic, adding that he believes AI should be actively used to enhance science and technology as well as medicine. Describing himself as an active user of Google's Gemini, he said sometimes Gemini provides him with irrelevant answers. Korea Post is set to release commemorative stamps and postcards in May featuring characters from the popular South Korean animated children's television series Catch Tinniping to mark Family Month. Korea Post, under the Ministry of Science and ICT, announced on Monday that 700,000 Tinniping-themed stamps and 10,000 sets of postcards will go on sale starting May 4th. Since first airing in 2020, the Catch Tinniping series has appealed to children and even older generations due to its emotional storylines and cute characters, and is also gaining popularity overseas. The special stamps and picture postcards will be available for purchase both online and offline. Rain is expected for the Seoul metro area, Gangwon province, and the Chungcheong provinces on Tuesday, with colder temperatures. The Korea Meteorological Administration forecasts 5 to 30 millimeters of rain for the Seoul metro area, 5 to 20 millimeters for Gangwon province's inland regions, and 5 to 10 millimeters for the northern parts of North Chungcheong province. The rain showers and strong winds are expected to push down the mercury. Morning lows will stand between 9 and 14 degrees, similar to or slightly lower than Monday's readings, but afternoon highs will range between 13 and 23 degrees, 6 to 9 degrees lower than Monday's. The temperature in Seoul will drop to 12 degrees in the morning and warm up to 17 degrees in the afternoon. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.
KBS World Radio.